Okay, now when I give a talk in a foreign language, I always try to verify the word I'm going to use. And above all, when, like in this circumstance, the title has been chosen by the organization. So, since everybody agreed, I hope, about the meaning of Toledo, and if not, we have to organize another congress, my first question is, what does it mean, itinerance? Now, in dictionaries, I found three meanings. The act of traveling from place to place, the going around from place to place, and the state of being itinerant. There is another meaning concerning the system of rotation of the officials in a church, an American church. Since this session, the title of this session is the reality of Toledo circulation, everybody expects that I speak about the real itinerants of Toledo, about their moving from place to place, and possibly about their state of being itinerant. However, I was very surprised to discover that in English, the word itinerancy is a synonymous of roaming. Main thing in French, itinerance or roaming, same thing in Castilian and in Catalan, itinerance. And roaming refers to, sus Wikipedia, it refers to mobile phone being used outside the range of its whole network and connects to another available cell network. I'll try to study another aspect too. Let's imagine the troubadour as a mobile device that sometimes can connect, can be outside the range of its own network. And if we imagine the troubadour as a mobile device, it's clear that in its real itinerancy, it connects to another available cell network. It connects to another network or to some networks. It's a metaphor very utilized. I know Berberino too is going to speak about it. A section of my speech will be consecrated to the way in which the mobile troubadour connects to different networks, to the troubadour as a Wi-Fi device. Mitigating the public of the troubadour, is spoke about emittenti and emittenti relay, transmitter and transmitter relay. So it's nothing very new. That is the way in which troubadour circulate. But talking about poetry, and talking about poetry composed with a high degree of formalizations, it's not possible to make any speech that doesn't start from the text. In Toledo poetry, there is clearly, as everybody knows, another kind of itinerancy. The itinerancy is strictly literary or poetical, that we have to separate, at least logically, from the real itinerancy. I'm going to speak about poetical or literary itinerancy, real itinerancy, and textual itinerancy or poem. I have so much examples, but I will not read all the examples, just some. I said we start from text. I have selected the text in which we can find motifs, poetical motifs, with a higher degree of reality. Okay, that's the motifs that has been utilized from the authors of Vedas and then from modern by modern scholars to be the troubadour's life. Let's start from the first troubadour. The troubadour described very often they were moving from place to place. In William the Ninth, from the verse de Gatros, and then back to the museum, and then the source. And this kind of itinerancy, this moving around all alone, it's the same kind of itinerancy that we find in another kind of text, the pastoral, could give many examples of this kind of itinerancy. But there is another kind of poetical itinerancy that is perhaps more interesting. There is the exile motifs and of leaving of the homeland. And we find these motifs too in William Knight in the Poste de Chantal. Here the circumstances are not clear because here the exile is perhaps the living life, or perhaps the choose of a religious life. But we find the same motives too in Bertrand de Ventador. The poets choose to leave everybody in loss. And we find something similar in Sercamon. It's a verse, it's a love verse about the real and the false and the real love, in which the solution to the poetical impasse, the way to expiate the scene, is to leave from the cuisine. And this is the most popular kind of poetical itinerance. The poet is passion to leave, to go in a known place by ladies' resistance and by the lack of love feeling. Like in Sordello. And in wild terms, is very popular. The motifs of the separation from the lady, and we can see again Sercamon. That's Sordello, and Sercamon and joy the mind di tirà adesso candelais mi partis and pois non la vi che l'andis che sia nes mia mer. Or same thing. In Bernard de Ventador, where Bernard introduced an additional motifs linked to the poetical itinerancy, the separation between the body and the earth. The body is far from the lady, but the heart is so is near to the lady thanks to the spirit. It's very fragmented. And here Bernard introduces the memory. The memory is the best messenger that it can receive from the lady. Such as may a messenger sky the lies as Moscow sears, che mi ricorda, so spell semblance. Everywhere the troubadour goes, however, he sees always his lady, like again in Bernard. Diventa donna, Pascal che pacca in vira, ad vos remagne tantos vau. Or in Leusel Feit, same thing. Sometimes poets leave his country because the messenger of the lady doesn't come, like in. Because the poetical motives of leaving the lady is often linked to the leaving the homeland, like in Perdon Bell, Al Descembrar del País. And same thing in Bernardo de Nicodorn, where love sufferings produce the separation from court, even if the poet is still thinking about the return. And we arrive to Gersen Fredit, where the best messenger from the lady is the poet leaves his country because the messenger doesn't arise. Poetical itinerance is often associated to motives of the change in Chanson de Chant, la Chanson de Change, like again in Gersen Fredit, perhaps to describe is moving from an Occident world to Italy, to Monferrato, where he find a woman that can comfort him. Same thing is Retrange in Languedoc. Gersen passes across the sea because of his lady. It's necessary. I don't know. Perhaps it's necessary a little precision. Everybody knows that the separation song is a motif very, very popular in medieval literature, and it's a motif that we can find in the Song of Goliath, in Carmina Burana, for example. But it's something that arises from Ovid, from Remedia, because Ovid says that the separation is necessary. The separation from the lady is necessary as a remedium. Remedium from love suffering. But the return to in COVID is necessary. It's necessary to return to the lady after a brief separation, a brief or long separation. And I have so many examples from Trovador and, for example, in Soldello, here there is a separation that foresees the attack. Okay? Donna, tolta istamenza con meus di Dolores, canteo melon de vos, suero sobre la giocenza, canteo la mors, line of eulos, reverenda. And we find very similar occurrences in Italian poets, in Sicilian poets, in Sicilian Toscani poets, in Italy, Pio delle Vigne, Jacopo Mostacci, Renzo, until Cino da Pistoia and Dante. There is the separation and there is the necessity of the return. In conclusion, the degree of reality of these traces of itinerances is very doubtful. But we don't have to make the mistake to believe that everything is described in a formula or artificial way is false, is unreal. There is another possibility. There is the possibility that the poet sees the reality through a lens fixed by literary tradition. And so, and poets represented the reality, real events, in an artificial way. There is another kind of itinerancy. As everybody knows, the most important journey for the Roman was the pilgrimage to Rome, to Santiago, Jerusalem, or giving for the crusade. And I have just an example from Gersen Fredit, but I could give very so much example from crusade songs from Trovador texts to Patterson and the project about the crusade songs. But we found also the report of a dangerous journey. Here in Gausen Felita, it's also a retirement song, where the reference to the crusade is not probable, but not explicit. It's not explicit. Now, this brief report of texts, in which we find a poetical itinerancy, is strictly linked to the real itinerancy, and these two modalities are very hard to separate in the Trovador corpus, and often literary data are all we had about Trovador life. You know, the older Sovidas and modern scholars try to identify reference to real life in literary motifs that we find through those songs. It's a very dangerous exercise, but in so much cases, it's the only way we have to fix the biographical coordinate of Trovadors. In short, we can say that for a very important person as William the Ninth or Rimbaud d'Arenga, extra literary sources help us to build likely narrations. Of Trovador lives, regardless of poetical texts. For all the other Trovadors, from Sir Camon to Bernardo Ventadorn, the things are more complicated, and usually the only traces, the only the only tools we had are the pseudo-biographical information in texts. And the things change a little in 15th century, I believe, the 13th century, I suppose, because archivistical documentation is generally more copious. And in Trovador we find very detailed information about the places where the texts are composed, as in Bernardo Ventadorn. Indeed, this song, La Candela nella Landa, has been perhaps composed at the court of Eleanor of Aquitaine over the English Channel, beyond the English Channel. But, well, the examples are countless. In Sordello we find a proof of the composition of Sidra Tess Puisto Bat Aya Toulouse, where the poet says to have decided to spend 1 or 2 months, even if we don't know exactly where Sordello was in Toulouse. Here, questo battaglio di Roche Dentin è stato creato a Tolosa al mezzo messo dos. And the, in Trovador corpus, Sordello is one of the poets dont we connaît la majeure plus d'informations about his pilgrimage. And Sordello itinerances become matter of poetry. Per Ramon Bracastrei and Ramon de Casnovas, for example, speaks about Sordello, I didn't ask this, and that it's very, I'm not sure that these Sordello itinerances, that these Sordello itinerances are real. I'm not sure. It's not possible, neither useful to recall all other moments. And we can do it when we'll have more useful, more powerful tools like the map that our hosts are building. There is another thing that interests me, that the real itinerances is a literary motif in Vidas. Okay? Let's imagine that the Vidas give always real information and try to see the traces of itinerances. Let's start as usually from the first troubadour. Who Annette long times per l'homme per enganar las donnes. So we have a first troubadour, the itinerant and the trickster, to show. And it's the same image that offers Cerca mon vida. Here, è serpetto tutto il mondo, lion, nel può canale, per sorpezze. Cerca mon. And sometimes, Vidas already pay attention to the question of text circulation, as in Marco Vida, in manuscript A, e fomot scridats et ausits per mon. And it's not necessary to recall to the mind l'amour de l'ogne de Geoffrey. Rodel and his falling in love says Désert. And in Vidas too we find obviously the separation motifs, for example in Vida of Bertrand de Ventadorna, la donna si fa star con Giatta in Bernard che se partisse e se riunisse da che la incontrare. Sometimes Vida recalls the beginning of pilgrimage, as for Arnaud de Maurelle, e for Clergues de Pablo de Génération, le carne podia vivere per la sua letras, el Sélanet, per l'Homon, in this case the itinerancy is produced by poetry. And sometimes Vida speaks about pilgrimage from court to court, like everybody knows, in the Vida of Gérard de Bornay, who is known all the winter, stays at home to study, and all the summer goes around and around from court to court, and it's easy to continue for a long time with a sample examination of Vidas and Razos. That's interest to me. It's real data. The itinerancy we can study, we can track studying. Modern lives of Trollor, and now we have a very important tool, the Dizionario Geografico dei Trovatori. But documentary situation, as I said, is very, very disabled. Take an exemplary case, Bernardo Ventadorna. The Dizionario Geografico dei Trovatori entry. Declares immediately the difficulties. Più che sulle informazioni dell'antica vida, more than on ancient vida information, conviene appoggiarsi alle illusioni presenti nel corpus scrivico rimasto per ricostruire nelle grandi linee la sua biografia. Conviene, il faut, s'appuyer sur les allusions présentes dans le corpus lyrique pour reconstruire sa biographie. Et en effet, si on, if we read the entry on Bernardo Ventador in the Dizionario Biografico dei Trovatori, the itinerance of Bernardo Ventador is built on the literary references. Situation is very different, for example, for the first trouble, no? That's because he's William the Ninth. Okay? But what interests me is that after a non-systematical examination of the Dizionario Biografico di Italiani, dei Trovatori, the majority of Trovador's journeys is probable, possible, conceivable, doubtful, and so on. Like the exception are the journey to the Holy Land. We know so much about Trovador, but and in the last years, documentary studies from Guida, etc., frequently confirmed the biographical indication in Midas. Okay? But what relation about the real itinerancy? The study of texts of Didas and modern biographies confirm that everybody knows. Okay? I thought, so the Trovadors are poets very movable, both in the context of the Occitan court, both outside, in a perspective that we can define Mediterranean, okay? French and England, Spain, Galicia, Italy, Hungarian, Holy Land. And this extreme mobility or portability of Trovadors that I suppose is over, it's over the average of the common people of their time, it's one of the elements that contributes to the diffusion of Trovador poetical model. It's a trivial conclusion. It's not a conclusion. There is another part. It seems to me useful to verify the way in which the itinerancy is present in texts. And so I arrive to the textual itinerancy. The first point is what we know about the way in which the text circulated. Let's start from text and try to recall to the memory the metaphor I utilized at the beginning of the roaming of the Trovador mobile that connects without wireless to other network to spread this message. And we'll see that the ways, the modalities of this roaming are very, very various. And everybody knows that about the modalities of circulation and composition, you can see Avalle, etc. Everybody knows that Trovadors speak often about textual itinerancy. We can start another time from William the Ninth, Anna Bona, Massio Noibau, Sia Presenza Mosterse, Boete da Eslau, Messia Girens. This is a very emblematic case because the motif is, we found the same motif in Medio Latin epistolary poetry. Okay? Became a classic, became classical in Trovador. The poet is still, the text is moving. textual itinerancy grow up because Tovador, as you know, used to entrust their songs to the jongleurs or minstrels or violadores, etc., that had to sing the song. We find the first weak trace of this modality in Circamon. Las est rovers, bat la finance est motivata par la justice, et tot ses qui bel chant ni bel display. Here there is not a precise reference to a jongleur. The poet wishes that his song, that somebody can could sing his song. Okay? In other texts, Jules' destination to a jongleur is more clear, for example, in Beppe Ventadorn, who asks to the jongleur who get to sing his song to the Queen of Normand, Eleanor of Aquitaine, who get most cortes messager, chantats ma chanson volentaire, sereina dels Normands, or the traveler who give his text to a messenger, like in Circamon, messages vice de hostigate, such as we abidons for me, etc. And more typical envoi or tornada is to the lady. The song is messenger, like in Arnaud Daniel. Generally, the text is often an assistant of the poet, like in Gerseum Felit. Sometimes the envoi introduce the arrival of the poet, as in Bernardo Ventador, messaggio vai, porta me corren, ma chanson live, Francesco parte ma ben, e digas lì che breumen lo verai. Sometimes the troubadour sends his text to a patron, a messenate, like in Bernardo Ventador, or in Gerseum Felit, where the text is sent in substitution of the troubadour to someone who can learn and sing it. Hans cant un vers per prendere e per dire. Sometimes textual itinerancy is vague, undetermined, like in Pere d'Alberti, lai est rovers in azux on espas. It's a serpentess very hard to elucidate. It seems that the poet says that the text will have this function just until when it will not necessary to use the arms. Sometimes the poet foresees a wider circulation, like again in Gerseum Felit, sorry. In another canzone too, Gerseum wishes a wider circulation, even if it's not clear what does it mean, tota gens, che tota gens te volrà al partir per lei sonra a prendere et ausir. Everybody at the court, in Elias de Bajors, the addressee of the song is the medium for a wider circulation. Al Balen Rey de Leo, che segna del Castellas, di cui sono mixer tas, tramezzi, plasma, chanson, beh, si es per lui gazida, miel sner cantata et ausida. And sometimes we find in Tornada some clearer traces about real modalities of transmission and circulation, like in Bernardo Ventador, where we learn that medium of circulation, Pujongla, and other or singer, etc., had to teach this one. Ma la chanson, l'insegna, the medium had the charge to teach the song. And in Bernard de Ventador too, we find that the Trovador song could be divulgated and learned during a journey. Lo versa e si con plus lau va migliorando talia e aprendo per la via si cal poi lo vorran saber. In conclusion, that's the modality that Meneghetti resumed, calling to mind Zumthor with the schema, written production, oral transmission, and fixing in collective memory. But I'm not sure that this schema is omnicomprehensivo, che avrà tutte le possibilità. Reading di Trovador's Songs Tornada, we discover, however, another modality of circulation, the most simple, the reading. In this verses by Bernardo Ventador, the poet asks to the lady to read the song, not only to hear it. E agradam che lo scria lo smosse, se lei slasia legislos a me, salvamento. Textual itinerancy could be complicated from the double sending, like in Pere del Verne, poets send to to various addresses. Here is not clear, or in Bernardo Ventador, where it's not clear if he refers to a junglar and the poets, or to the Trovador allegro. And sendings are very, very common. And we are referring to the modalities, to the textual itinerancies of Tensos et Parnimens. Usually, as you know, in Tenso, the addressee of the text was charged to esprimere un jugement, il jugement, to solve the debate, like in a party man between Sordello and William della Torre, but there are many examples. But there is the possibility that the travelers are doesn't agree about the destination of text, and have every traveler wants to identify his lord or his lady to solve the question, like in Sordello and Bertrand da Lamanon, Sordello suggests the Countess of Rhodes, Bertrand accepts, but he suggests Jean de Valéry too, a French pair. And we found the same divergence in another party man between Sordello and Bertrand, where Narambauda is perhaps Rambauda de Beau, a contensor, and a minor charter. And same modality in a party man between Gaussin Fredit and Puc de la Baccalaria, who send to the court of Ventadorna and to Dalfi, dal Vernie, a Ventadorna Maria, a Presleis, tot esse men, invece risponde Ugo, a Presleis, tot esse men, lo Dalfins, che sa la via e l'opera de cortesia. So, at first glance, it's a way to send text to multiple addresses, like we do today with our email. Okay? Nevertheless, it's possible that some big personalities was quoted in these occurrences just as authorities, and not because the text was actually sent. Right? It's dubious, to think that all these modalities of transmission of text and of connection between the troubadour with the various networks was real. Right? It's not demonstrated that to every explicit addressee corresponded physically the transmission of a written text, of an object, di un breve di pergamena, or a leader letter, or rotuli. But we have to consider the possibility that at least in some cases, literary addressees was the real addressees. Okay. I have 2 minutes. Okay. The analyze of poetical itinerance of traces of poetical itinerancy offer to us an image of a category of poets that it's not wrong to define itinerant. Alalle spoke about la vita avventurosa di quei cantanti girovari. And not only in the network, in the Occitan court network, but far beyond. And the itinerary, the poetical itinerancy, is linked, realized using classical and scholastic motifs, literary motifs, okay? Like the separation from the lady, the exile, leaving the homeland, etc. And this image of troubadour as a mobile device is adopted by Vidas, and we can find a confirmation in the biographies that we can build starting from documents. Concerning textual itinerancy, we have a sender who moves and can release the message through various points of access. And these points are the places where the message is physically emanated. The castle, the council, the camera, Lord's camera, the places, I don't know. However, the system became more complex because the message can reproduce itself also in absence of the emittent, of the transmitter, of the emittent. You know? A different medium, a medium different. Another from the voice, a medium different de la voix de l'émetteur, de l'émetteur. Okay? The message can be repeated by his delegates, the transmitter relay of Meneghetti. The message can be learned, read, and transcribed. Therefore, troubadour message is multiplicated and reached a network diffusion. And the complexity of the system is a good proof of the vitality of Occitan literary civilization. The aim of a digital map, of a troubadour digital map, could be to intersect all these kind of data. The troubadours' reference to their own movements, possibly marking these movements with a different degree of plausibility. the information that we can deduce from DIDAS on one side and from documentations on the other side about the real itinerancy of Tolder, and the informations that the text itself give to us about textual itinerancy. This kind of map, I don't know if this is in purpose of the map, for example, by our hosts, could give a picture more complete of total itinerancy, an itinerancy as a circulation of people and texts. And this kind of map could offer a new description of the traveler and the audience. And thank you.